Hello, Kevin. Hello, Rooster. Hello, Paranerds audience. It's In Control 88 from your pals of the community, back to deliver yet another rant for your already exceptional podcast. So, IGN made a list of the top 50 sci-fi series of all time for, I don't know, people who hate sci-fi or something. Seriously, while not every choice on this list made me cringe, I have to say I was absolutely appalled by many of them. Do yourself a favor and pause this for a minute to check out the list. I'm going to be referencing it offhand. Now, it's not until we get into the 30s that I find my first totally baffling decision. Most of the list's early fodder is made up of one-season wonders and the kind of cheesy, cliché-ridden grime that gives sci-fi a bad name. However, once you get to the 30s, you'll notice Stargate Universe making its appearance on the list way, way too early. I'll admit I was more than skeptical at first about yet another Stargate reboot, being such a huge fan of SG-1 and so vehemently against everything SGA, or Stargate Atlantis for the uninitiated, had to offer. Fortunately, I was able to find in SGU everything I love about good science fiction. It was a real story about real people with real personalities, with futuristic elements adding to the setting and coloring the details. It wasn't about shooting up space aliens or cheap horror. It was about surviving in a hostile environment when death looms over your head every day. So what beat out SGU? The three next highest entries are Transformers, a show I've literally never heard of called Nowhere Man, and Star Wars The Clone Wars. That's right, apparently the animated Star Wars series following the least interesting characters of the entire canon is more relevant to the breadth of science fiction as a whole than the masterpiece of human struggle that is Stargate Universe. Bully for Clone Wars, that's just awesome. Moving on, there are a couple of anime series on the list, which I guess is a pretty refreshing reach, and while I've never seen Star Blazers, I can't argue that Bebop and Evangelion are genre staples both in anime and sci-fi. I definitely think the places of those two series should have been reversed on the list, however. Evangelion is a rather soapy drama filled with teenage angst and sprinkled with generous portions of giant robot combat. Bebop, no less a drama, is gritty and better realized with multidimensional characters that uses its science fiction elements to elevate the plot, not to pigeonhole it or define it in any way. My next real beef comes with the placement of Stargate SG-1. It clocks in at 19, and again I think the best way to evaluate that decision is to look at what places immediately higher. In this case we have, in order, Fringe, Torchwood, and Terminator the Sarah Connor Chronicles. I've only seen glimpses of Fringe and none of Terminator, so instead of ragging on them, I'll just talk about what SG-1 did right. Definitely an example of more classic sci-fi, chock full of aliens and strange technology, SG-1 put together an incredible ensemble cast. The interactions between the individual players drove fans to keep turning in, even during the downturn between ponderously long story arcs. The show ran 10 seasons, for God's sake, a pretty decent accomplishment for science fiction. In fact, the best accomplishment for science fiction, as it currently holds the record for longest-running science fiction series. It had to have been doing something right. Now on to Torchwood. This one might actually deserve its place. When I heard it was a Doctor Who spinoff, I was less than enthusiastic, but that faded quickly. Torchwood is essentially a mashup of Men in Black and the X-Files, and it's British. Sure, the effects are at times a little underpowered, and the plots had a tendency of recalling past series, but once again, the show had a cast that just wouldn't quit. I agree with the writers of the list at IGN in that the Children of Earth miniseries is the best part of the entire catalog, but the whole series is definitely worth a watch. The real crime here is that Futurama is on the list at a motherfucking astounding 15th place. Futurama is not science fiction in the same way that Muppets in Space isn't science fiction. Setting a comedy in space for the future does not make it sci-fi, and implying that Futurama is not only sci-fi, but better sci-fi than the likes of Stargate, Torchwood, and Bebop is absolutely ridiculous. Outer Limits being in the top 10 is also pretty felonious, but not terrible. Naturally, I don't agree with the top pick either. Don't get me wrong, the reimagining of Battlestar Galactica is a phenomenal series that anybody who thinks they're a fan of science fiction is cheating themselves by not watching. The effects are breathtaking, the storylines are stunning, and the characters are engaging. However, the best science fiction ever made has to be Firefly. Cancelled after 12 episodes due to the fact that some genius thought the show should be on Fox, Firefly spawned a major motion picture, and chances are that if you ask any true sci-fi fan for one show they could have back, a good number of them would vote Firefly. So, I guess my point here is that while the IGN list isn't completely off-base, it's got a lot of crap cluttering it up, and it's not really good for people who are looking to delve into sci-fi, because a lot of that stuff is just garbage you shouldn't even bother with. So I'm going to go ahead and list my top 10. Firefly gets top billing for space cowboy action and the splendid perfect blend between action and comedy that keeps the show fresh and exciting. Battlestar Galactica, the new one, gets the number 2 spot for all the reasons I mentioned above. SG-1 takes number 3, followed by Twilight Zone, Cowboy Bebop, and Star Trek TNG. Next is Stargate Universe, and then Torchwood, and then Mystery Science Theater. My last spot would go to Flash Forward. It's not on the IGN list at all, and I'm pretty sure it was killed well before its time, but what's there to see is the groundwork of a fantastic science fiction series, worth every moment even though there's no real conclusion. Well, that's it for me today, guys. Check that list out if you're looking to broaden your science fiction horizons. You won't be disappointed. Thanks again to Kevin and Rooster for allowing me to be a part of the podcast, and to the listeners for doing what they do best, which I can only assume is listen. Drop by the community for more opinions, news, and reviews, or just to hear my sexy voice, and be sure to leave us a comment or two if you like what you see. Until then, peace, gamers.